just checked the traffic cams right now. We're getting some heavy volumes right now through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main Street. That is causing some backups on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 northbound to go 515 eastbound towards Henderson. Also look for some moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Spring Mountain, north at Tropicana. Some congestion on the Beltway, that's 215 west at Green Valley. 215 east at Windmill, also some slow flows through there. And remember the overnight road work, that's on Martin Luther King, the ramp that goes to 95 south.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Quicken Loans presents the Sports Flash, driven by Jeep on KMCQ. The NBA season starts next Thursday with a pair of games, the Lakers battling the Clippers and the Jazz taking on the Pelicans. The Clippers 5.5 games behind the Lakers for first place in the Western Conference. Over in the East, the Bucks lead the Raptors by 6.5 games. Even with so much at stake, ESPN's Brian Windhorst says stars like the Lakers' LeBron James likely won't play in all of the team's final eight regular season contests.
LeBron has long talked about... wanting to play. He's sort of done a shift as people have pulled back and taken games off. LeBron has played more. And I think one of the reasons he's felt the need to do that is because he feels like when he comes to, you know, a city one night in a year that a fan may have bought tickets and driven 3 hours, he doesn't want to let that fan down. He has talked about that a lot. Well, there's no fans here.
Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
Made with whole grain oats, Nature Valley Crunchy Granola Bars are just as tasty on the terrace as they are on the trail, as delicious on the deck as they are on the dock. So enjoy a Nature Valley Crunchy Bar wherever you are.
Blue Emu Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. No stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need. Thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Have you seen those? They're really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, and a couple of things we wanted to get to that we just didn't have time to do. One of those, obviously, is the Clark County School District saying that it's going to distance learning as of August 24th. First of all, is there any proof that kids learned a thing during the pandemic in March and in April and in May? Is there any evidence that kids actually learned from, quote, distance learning?
No, but it doesn't have to mean that, Kevin. The problem is that a lot of families were thrown into distance learning with absolutely no preparation or background in it whatsoever. On the other hand, you have kids who have been in virtual charter schools already for years, very successfully, learning, graduating, getting, passing their tests and everything else. And you've got homeschoolers who have been doing it, all along. But again, those families have been doing that and have, you know, waded into distance learning, if you will. Whereas you had tens of thousands of families back in March when the governor closed the schools who were thrown into it completely unprepared. And so, a lot of those families weren't able to properly give their kids the education that they should have been getting through distance learning that they otherwise would have gotten in a classroom setting.
You know, we always talk about the kids. We always talk about the students. But what about the teachers? Are there teachers that are ill-equipped, those maybe over 50 or 60 that don't have the skills to do it? Is it possible that we're turning these teachers loose in something they know nothing about?
I don't. That doesn't strike me as being that big of a problem. I'm one of those over 60 guys, and I'm pretty well able to get online and find classes for my kids and go through the lessons with them. So I think that a teacher whose job it is to do education can pretty easily master the art of doing things online. Really, the technology is out there, and it's not that difficult anymore. So that's less of my concern. The concern is, of course, teachers going back in the classroom. The problem isn't so much that the students might contract coronavirus, because as we've seen, the instances of kids getting coronavirus is infinitesimally smaller than folks who are over the age of, say, 65. So the kids aren't the problem. And the teachers, most of them are probably, I would say the vast majority, are under 50, if not under 40. So they're in a younger age demographic, too, where the risk is much smaller for them. But if the teachers are saying, hey, we're afraid to go back into the classroom, the only thing I can reply to that is, well, then what you're saying is you're non-essential, because we've got people who are considered essential workers in grocery stores and convenience stores right now who are out there and have found a way to continue to do their jobs in the midst of this coronavirus epidemic. And so if the teachers are saying, no, we're not going back into the classroom, they're essentially saying our jobs aren't essential, in which case lay them off, give parents a voucher, let the parents use that voucher for $5,000 or $10,000, let them go out and find their own private tutors or their own private schools, and let them go ahead and take care of their kids' own education.
I love that idea. Unfortunately, the teachers union probably will not support it. Got to ask you, I've only got a couple of minutes, but Barb Zagafsky is saying that the mail-in ballot may be done, and that in her view, we need to be going back to polling places and going and voting on Election Day. Do you think that's going to pass muster? Will the courts get involved? Will somebody else get involved? Is she, headed in the right direction on this one?
Barbara Zagafsky's position has always been that the mail-in election was for the June primary election only, that we were going to go back to a regular election in November for the general election. The problem is that that's not what the Democrats want. They want the all-mail election in the general election as well. I would guess that Barbara Zagafsky is far less likely to approve an all-mail election on her own. However, the governor has already said that now that we've had special session number one completed, that he plans on calling special election number two, at which point the Democrats, who control both the Senate and the Assembly in the legislature, can then go in and change election law however they see fit. They can mandate a mail-in election, and if they change the law, then Secretary of State Zagafsky really won't have any power to do anything to stop it.
And would that take a simple majority, or is that part of the Constitution?
Unless somehow something is added to the bill that would increase taxes, it could be passed with a simple majority. This would probably possibly increase spending, but not necessarily increase taxes. Therefore, the Democrats can pass this on their own with a simple majority in both houses.
This is going to be very interesting. And again, we're coming down to 100 days till Election Day. That we're like there. And we're trying to make these decisions. Do you have a feel for how this will end up?
I know how I would like it to end up. I mean, look, if you're afraid to go to a polling location because of coronavirus fears, you have always had the ability to request an absentee ballot and vote by mail. That's always been out there. The point of contention is going through the time and expense of automatically mailing a ballot to every registered voter automatically without them requesting it. What they ought to do for what I think would probably be a reasonable compromise is instead of mailing a ballot to everyone, is to mail a notice to every registered voter saying, hey, if you're afraid to vote in person, here's what you do to request an absentee ballot. That's not going to make either side happy, but it's probably a pretty good compromise.
And are the Democrats still going to want to go with bundling or harvesting, as they call it?
Oh, yeah. If we have a special session and they do address election law, they will absolutely take out the prohibition on ballot harvesting. It is a huge benefit and advantage to the Democrats that Republicans can't. I mean, they could try to keep up with them, but they just don't have the same infrastructure in place that would allow them to compete on a level playing field. So, yeah, the Democrats will absolutely do away with the law that bans ballot harvesting.
Hey, Chuck, always good to get with you. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. You got to check out the Muth's Truths. It is absolutely amazing. Don't forget this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is free. It won't cost you a dime. Call 702-714-1060. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. Lots more to do. Top of the hour, Luis Vega from Concerned Veterans of America. They are taking a stance on the war in Afghanistan. They want to bring all of the troops home. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. With over 291 million annuities in force in the U.S., life insurance companies are alarmed as baby boomers are converting their annuities into annuities with long-term care in record numbers. The U.S. government estimates that 70% of people age 65 will require long-term care during their lifetime, with a total cost of over $138,000. So what should you do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known law that allows them to convert their existing annuity into tax-free money to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are now less than 24 hours away from Major League Baseball being back. They're playing a couple of exhibition games today. Tomorrow, though, a doubleheader. This is going to be big. We're going to get baseball back. And by the way, the exhibition games that I've watched in the empty stadiums, in some of the stadiums, they put posters of people's faces, cutouts of people. And I like that. I really honestly do. One thing I did not like was waking up to Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, after 15 people were gunned down with gun violence at a funeral home of all places, and it was gang related. We all understand that, but I like it. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, asking for the public's help. It's as if she's throwing up her hands and saying, "I can't do this. I can't fix this. You are the only one. You, the people of Chicago, and of the neighborhoods." You're the only ones that can make this thing right. This was Lori Lightfoot this morning at a news conference in Chicago.
We have all witnessed far too much recently. We need to make these moments of grief and anguish a thing of the past. There have to be safe places, a code of conduct in every neighborhood. But as you all know, this is more than just a challenge for our police department. It's a challenge for us, as mothers, as fathers, as family members, as neighbors. We all are called in this season to think about what we can do. Not just think, but to act. There are too many of our young men that are growing up without a sense of values, without a sense of humanity, and without understanding the preciousness and the sanctity of life. We have to do better as a city, as a community, as a neighborhood. Our mission has to include making sure that we hold those responsible for these crimes and others responsible. We cannot give the killers, the shooters, any shelter. I'm asking anyone with information to please step forward. You can provide information anonymously by calling 311, by submitting a tip to cpdtip.com. That's anonymous and it is safe. Someone listening at this moment knows who is responsible for these and other crimes. Someone listening has valuable information that could lead to their apprehension and to bring a measure of justice to the victims. Someone listening has information that will help prevent the retaliation that unfortunately is probably being planned at this very moment. Mothers, fathers, girlfriends, block clubs, community members, faith community members, anyone with information, I implore you not to be silent in this moment. I recognize that there is fear, and we understand that. But if we are silent, the violence will continue. If we are silent and we do not step up in this moment to provide information anonymously and confidentially and safely, the retaliation cycle will continue to repeat itself.
It's anonymously, but that's okay. She butchered that twice, and it was painful, but it's okay. The big thing is, it looks like she's walking back some of her rhetoric against the federal government and against federal troops. The president today saying that he's going to make more federal troops available in a lot of these cities. And I think that is a great idea. And by the way, it's something that's long overdue. Things, you know, whether it's Hurricane Katrina or some other natural disaster or building hospitals for a pandemic in 4 days, 1,500 beds. The only folks that can do that are the military. And my guess is that the only folks that can bring order to the streets of Seattle and Portland and Chicago and St. Louis, the only entity that can do it is the federal government. It's not the answer to everything, but there are certain things that the military does really well. Keeping the peace may be one of them. But will it cause the mob to go home? I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. Stick around. More to do. We'll talk about this a little more. But suffice to say, we have to do something. It's been like, what, 56 days, something like that, in Portland? And even as we speak, we're gearing up for maybe another night of violence in Portland. Will federal troops help? It can't hurt. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. And by the way, have you seen our new ads on Fox News Channel? Our what we call a bookend ads featuring me and my friend Heidi. Yeah, they're really, really cool. Like really professional and all of that. It's the best thing I've ever seen about myself or my show. That's the best I have seen. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call on America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't save what they should have or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement, or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a three-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, and there are going to be times when you are going to need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. As you know by now, the Clark County School District last night says it's going to be distance learning as of August 24th. The kids are not going to be coming to a brick-and-mortar school. Now, my question is, do they give us any assurance that their teachers are even, you know, the teachers are going to be needed? Are kitchen workers, are they going to be needed? Obviously, they're going to have to provide food for the kids because the kids' parents have abdicated that responsibility. But there are a lot of things, a lot of these assistant principals that aren't going to be needed, folks. And are we still going to pay them? Are they still going to draw a salary? Are they essential? There's a case that could be made that maybe the expenses of the Clark County School District should go down, should go way down as a result. And that maybe the money ought to follow the child. The money ought to follow the student. We'll talk about that. By the way, coming up in our next hour, Luis Vega, Concerned Veterans of America, they are taking a stand about the war in Iraq, or in Afghanistan, I should say. And by the way, they want to pull all the troops out of Afghanistan and end the war in Afghanistan. What they've called it, the endless war. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Less is more.
This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as